Well, good morning. It is June 18th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be picking up in Deuteronomy chapter 23. We're going to be reading Psalms 112 and 113, Isaiah 50, and Revelation 20. So let's get into the Word this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 23 today to start with. He that's wounded in the stones, or hath his privy members cut off, shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Even to his tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord. An Ammonite or a Moabite shall not enter into the congregations of the Lord. Even to the tenth generation shall they not enter into the congregation of the Lord forever. Because they met you not with bread and with water in the way, when you came forth out of Egypt and became they hired against thee Balaam, the son of Beor, of Pethor, of Mesopotamia, to curse thee. Nevertheless, the Lord thy God would not hearken unto Balaam, but the Lord thy God turned the curse into a blessing unto thee, because the Lord thy God loved thee. Thou shalt not seek their peace, nor their prosperity all thy days forever. Thou shalt not abhor an Edomite, for he is thy brother. And thou shalt not abhor an Egyptian, because thou wast a stranger in his land. The children that are begotten of them shall enter into the congregation of the Lord in their third generation. And when the host goeth forth against thine enemy, then keep thee from every wicked thing. If there be among you any man that is not clean by reason of uncleanliness, that chanceth him by night, then shall he go abroad out of the camp, and he shall not come within the camp. But it shall be, when evening cometh, that he shall wash himself with water. And when the sun is down, he shall come into the camp again. And thou shalt have a place also without the camp, whither thou shalt go forth abroad. And thou shalt have a paddle upon thy weapon, and it shall be that when thou wilt ease thyself abroad, thou shalt dig thereof, and shalt turn back and cover that which cometh from thee. From the Lord thy God, for the Lord thy God walketh in the midst of the camp to deliver thee, and to give up thine enemies before thee. And there shall thy camp be holy, that he seeth no unclean thing in thee, and turn away from thee. And thou shalt not deliver unto his master the servant which is escaped from his master unto thee. And he shall dwell with thee, even among you, in the place which he shall choose in one of thy gates, where it liketh him best. And thou shalt not oppress him. And thou shalt be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor sodomite of the sons of Israel. Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore or the price of a dog into the house of the Lord thy God for any vow, for even both are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not lend upon usury to thy brother, usury of money, usury of victuals, usury of anything that is lent upon usury. Unto a stranger thou mayest lend upon usury, but unto thy brother thou shalt not lend upon usury, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all that thou settest thine hand to in the land whither thou goest to possess it. And when thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack to pay it, for the Lord thy God will surely require it of thee, and it would be sin in thee. But if thou shalt forbear to vow, it shall be no sin in thee. That which is gone out of thy lips thou shalt keep and perform, even a freewill offering, according as thou hast vowed unto the Lord thy God, which thou hast promised with thy mouth. And when thou comest into thy neighbor's vineyard, then thou mayest eat the grapes thy fill at thine own pleasure, but thou shalt not put any in thy vessel. And when thou comest into the standing corn of thy neighbors, when thou pluckest ears of the corn with thine hand, but thou shalt not move a sickle unto thy neighbor's corn, standing corn. That was Deuteronomy chapter 24. Let's move on over to Psalm 112. We're going to read Psalm 112 and 113 today. Psalm 112, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. And the good man showeth favor and lendeth, and he will guide his affairs with discretion. And surely he shall not be moved forever, and the righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. And he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established, and he shall not be afraid, until he see his desire upon his enemies. And he hath dispersed, and he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. and he shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Psalm 113, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the man of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbled himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh a barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. That was Psalm 112 and 113. Let's move on over to Isaiah chapter 50. Isaiah chapter 50. Isaiah 50. Thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have you sold yourselves, and for your transgression is your mother put away. And wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all, that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness, and their fish stinketh, because there is no water, and dieth for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. And he wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. And the Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned back away. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off my hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me, and therefore shall I not be confounded. And therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, from the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand, and ye shall lie down in sorrow. That was Isaiah chapter 50. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20 today. Revelation 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed for a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years loosed are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Amen. That was our reading today for June 18th, 2022. If you haven't done so, make sure to leave a comment or leave a reaction to the video so I can make sure to mark that off on my list. But I trust that you'll have a good day today. And again, great way to start our day to be in God's Word today. And thank you for joining me outside today as well. I'm up in Harpersville, New York, and just visiting some family. We're going to be traveling to a few other places, but we praise God for that. But let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you have given to us, Lord, a day that you have made, and we rejoice and are glad in it. And Lord, I thank you. Lord, once again, Lord, I know I prayed this yesterday, Lord, but we're in that book of Revelation. And Lord, that amazing passage in Revelation 20 where Satan and his demons and the evil of this world will one day receive final judgment, Lord, that justice will be served one day upon your enemies. And Lord, we look forward to that day. Lord, we look forward to the day when Satan will be completely obliterated. And God, where sin will be completely gone, Lord. And Lord, as we're going to read in those last two beautiful chapters of Revelation, Lord, I already look forward to it, Lord, when every tear will be wiped from our eyes, Lord, and where we will just bask in your goodness for all eternity. But again, Lord, until that day, Lord, strengthen us. Give us strength for today, Lord, that we might honor you with all things. Lord, we want to honor you, Lord. Give us opportunities to be able to share this good news about Jesus with others today. Help us to just put him first in everything that we do, Lord, in our families and how we treat others. And, Lord, indeed, how we share that message of good news, Lord, starting with myself. Lord, we love you. Give us a good day, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody.